Hello and welcome to Against the Grain, a podcast centered around self-exploration, leadership, lifestyle change, and soul-driven success. I'm your host, change advocate and coach, Louise Fuster, here to help you expand your capacity to adapt to change and move with momentum towards leading your life your way. Join me as we explore what it takes to cultivate a strong sense of self, lead from the heart, and boldly pursue change as a choice. This podcast will help you think, act, and live differently, giving you the green light to make meaningful shifts that feed your soul and ultimately shape your own success. Your life is yours to lead. You are capable of incredible things. And this podcast is your reminder. If you've never been on a retreat, you probably wonder what the hell people mean when they say retreats hit different, in a good way. I mean, how? Aren't they just an indulgent holiday that's been organized for people with deep pockets, desperate to get away from it all? Well, not exactly. Sure, the bulk of the organizing and planning has been done for you on a retreat, allowing you to lounge back and relax. But the difference is in the purpose. People who choose to go on retreats are wanting to improve the quality of their life in some way, to become happier, to feel healthier and more energized, which means they're becoming more selective in how they take their time out. And it's for this reason the wellness retreat industry is currently booming, growing at double the rate of the tourism industry. And this trend doesn't look like slowing down anytime soon. Today's episode highlights the value of retreats and why I think everyone should go on one and experience the benefits at least once in their life. I'll share why I personally choose to invest in retreats, how retreats have helped me make changes in my life, and why I'm excited to soon start hosting my own. Okay, so if you've tuned into my previous podcast episode, you would have heard that I'm about to go on my third retreat in 16 months. Now, typically, I choose retreats because I want to do something by myself, for myself, without expectation. I'm purposefully scheduling time into my life to slow things down, which is unbelievably valuable. And I don't have an ounce of guilt about prioritizing my needs in this way. As you know, I'm a planner, so there's not much in my life that isn't thought out. But honestly, on occasions, it feels so nice to relinquish control over what to do or what needs to be done and just leave it in someone else's capable hands. I'm not planning on any outcome. I'm just enjoying the element of surprise, the unknowing of what might unfold when on retreat. And there's structure in retreats, sure, but not rigidity, and I vibe with that. I really like it. A retreat for me feels like I've been given the A-OK to shove a big old stick in the hamster wheel that is modern life, even if it is just for a few days. An opportunity for me to press the pause button and do nothing, or nothing much, just simply be and enjoy the present moment, returning to what's simple. Now, when you're on a retreat, there's none of this nonsense of dealing with the literal logistics of being human. You know, constantly deciding what to eat or needing to do the grocery shopping or the laundry or clean the house or pay the bills or walk the dog. None of that. Instead, I'm consciously giving my mind a break from all that input. And this time sitting in introspection allows me to take stock of where I'm at, where my life's at. It's my soul level reboot. That's what I like to call it. And I mean it. I'm attending to my well-being on all levels, allowing my body to decompress, my mind to open, and my soul to replenish. Retreats provide me with mental clarity. They help create space in my thinking to hear my own voice and tune back into my true nature. It's the number one reason why I choose to retreat now and then. This pausing, this slowing down is where I get to pay attention to all the little wonders of life. And I get to leave with a fresh perspective on things. I really think they are necessary for optimal health, happiness, growth, and transformation. I really do. Now, even though I go into a retreat without expectations, I'm not planning a particular outcome at all, I always come home with the desire to adjust and better my life in some small way. Is it because retreats foster this high vibe space where you as a participant feel valued? You feel safe, seen and heard? I definitely think so. The nature of retreats help us to feel more connected to others. We feel more comfortable opening up and sharing parts of our lives. And it's this welcoming, supportive and collaborative environment that acts as a springboard towards making change. Without doubt, I leave a retreat more in tune with myself, with a greater understanding of just how ready and willing I am to make a shift in my life. And that's where the power lies. I've come home optimistic and with this self-assurance that I can continue with making a new habit stick. You will always get something out of going on a retreat. There will be this realization of some way you can better your life. And it may be to simply spend more time being outside in nature because now you know how good it makes you feel. Or it might be that you adopt some structure into your day, which gives you a window of time to do you as you do life. It might be a change you hadn't even known you wanted to make. And on occasions, you may come home from a retreat with determination to make a bigger, bolder change. It might be a turning point for you. Like me, last year, post-retreat, I courageously added another yearly goal to my list, which I probably didn't need to, but I wanted to, so I did. And that was to teach a different style of yoga, something other than just yin. And you know what? Within 4 months, I'd ticked off that goal. That particular retreat aided it in lessening some of this self-doubt that I carried. It highlighted that I was more than capable and boosted my belief that I already had what was needed to do it. It gave me the guts to just get on with it. And more often than not, you leave a retreat with this elevated sense of self. You've discovered new layers of your identity. And that's because you've had ample time to sit in observation and to get to know yourself in a deeper way. And it's this awareness that prompts you to take an honest survey of your life, to question what really matters. Now, you may spot things in your life that aren't serving you anymore, the things you want to let go of or no longer strive for. And you may start to prioritize different things, begin to make decisions that feel good to you. You naturally align your behavior and adjust your actions to succeed. And that's the power one retreat can have in changing your life. It's wild, right? And it's exactly this reason why I want to run my own retreats. I want people to experience what I've experienced because I know it's beneficial. It's as simple as that. I want to provide you with an opportunity to observe life differently, your life. I want to create a space for you to feel good so you can focus on what is really meaningful, to lean in and listen to your inner knowing, to unearth something new about yourself, maybe rediscover yourself again, to identify an area in your life where change might be calling. I want to plant these little seeds of possibility and encourage you to explore your edges, to do something that you've maybe never done before, to expand yourself. I want to challenge your ideas that you can or cannot do something or be someone. I want to help guide you towards a better or a newer or just a different way of living. But most of all, I want you to return home after attending a retreat with me with a renewed sense of self, clear on how you want to show up in the world, your world, and a motivation to implement change in your life. That's my mission. So there you have it, why I personally invest in retreats and why I want to sow these seeds of change and facilitate my own. Going on a retreat is a powerful way to unearth and process what is happening in your life. Whether it's a weekend away or a whole week, you will return home changed, no doubt about it. It might not feel like it initially, you might not know in what capacity yet, but trust me, subtle shifts are taking place. And even if you don't notice a positive change in yourself, others will. And that's the beauty of retreats. The work we do on ourselves becomes our gift for everyone else. If you've been eyeing off a retreat but have been putting off booking it for whatever reason, take this as your sign to go for it. You'll be so glad you did. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Against the Grain. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, it'd be so freaking awesome of you to hit download, give me a follow, please leave a 5-star review, and of course, spread the love so we can encourage even more women to boldly lean into change and take the lead to build a life they're proud of and pumped about. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the next episode of Against the Grain.